USA Radio News.
Two Florida residents pleaded guilty in federal court in New York City to stealing the diary and other possessions of President Biden's daughter, Ashley, and selling them to a group during the final week of the 2020 presidential election. Ashley Biden had originally stored the property, including a handwritten journal containing highly personal entries, tax records, a digital storage card containing private family photographs, and a cell phone, among other things, in a private residence in Florida at which one of the defendants had temporarily resided. This is all according to court documents. They both pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit interstate transportation of stolen property, which carries a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals on Thursday said Arkansas cannot enforce its 2021 law banning gender-affirming medical care for transgender kids because, quote, the minor's sex at birth determines whether or not the minor can receive certain types of medical care under law, end quote. This is according to the court ruling. A trial in October will determine whether the law is permanently blocked. Tennis star Novak Djokovic confirmed on Twitter that he will not be playing in the U.S. Open this year. Quote, sadly, I will not be able to travel to New York this time for U.S. Open, he tweeted. He has not been vaccinated against COVID-19 and therefore is not allowed to travel to the U.S. ahead of the Grand Slam, which begins Monday.
I understand the consequences of my decision.
This is the latest in his anti-vaccine stance. This is USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Up to 4 million people may be out of work because of long COVID in the U.S. This is all according to a new report published this week by Brookings Institution. The research looked at people who worked full-time or the equivalent of full-time hours before they got long COVID, an estimated 12 million people in the United States. According to federal data, long COVID, which is considered in the U.S. a disability under the Americans with Disability Act, have experience with fatigue, brain fog, joint or muscle pain, heart palpitations, dizziness, menstrual changes, and changes in their ability to taste or smell. The report is calling for research to be done into treatment options that could help people mitigate their long COVID symptoms. For now, some people go to clinics for supportive care, such as physical therapy or breathing exercises. This is USA Radio News.
The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is back above 5.5%. It now comes out to an average of 5.55% for the week ending Thursday. It's a jump of more than 0.4% in just 1 week. Despite the increase, Freddie Mac's chief economist says it's possible there are potential home buyers who are ready to make a move. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.